Two graduates of the Hecla Greens Creek Pathway to Mining Careers program entered the workforce this summer. The program, which began in 2011, lets juniors and seniors take a three-month Introduction to Mining class at the University of Alaska Southeast. Then, they can attend a Greens Creek training course for 2 weeks and shadow a mine employee. That can lead to a UAS mining program for a one-year certificate or a two-year associate degree. KTMO's Kayla DeRoche checked in with two Pathway graduates now working at Greens Creek.
Warren Eklund works underground at the Greens Creek mine. He started this summer.
They put me on the loop truck, going around, filling up equipment, working on it. I do a lot of hoses. And then they started putting me more in the preventive maintenance bay, doing oil changes, changing out U-joints, just do all the scheduled work on equipment.
Eklund enrolled in the Pathway program at Juno Douglas High School and graduated with an associate degree from the UAS mining program last year. He says that driving the loop truck was difficult at first.
Everything looks pretty similar when you're underground. It's just you're going uphill. That's pretty much it. In the beginning, I was pretty lost most of the time.
Eklund says that underground in the mines, there are only a few big spaces, and those are mostly workshops.
It's a tunnel, pretty much. A big cave.
And the mines weren't someplace that Eklund imagined himself until senior year of high school.
I was juggling between a few different ideas that I want to do. One of them was aircraft maintenance. Another was diesel maintenance. But at that point, I hadn't even really thought about mining yet.
Until his automotive teacher announced the Pathway program class. It would be after school two nights a week. The class piqued Eklund's curiosity enough for him to enroll. It also appealed to Hunter Kirkpatrick, a current Greens Creek employee who participated in the Pathway program at JDHS. Mining had been on his radar before the class.
I had a few older friends that worked at the mines, and I had a couple friends that were signed up in the Introduction to Mining Occupations class.
He's now a mechanic at Greens Creek, and like Eklund, he works 2 weeks on, 1 week off. According to Hecla, entry-level mechanics at Greens Creek make between $64,000 and $74,000. Kirkpatrick says the job took a while to get used to.
The first month was tough, not really knowing anybody, not knowing what I was going to be doing exactly. It was intimidating, but I was lucky that I have a crew that's pretty friendly and helpful.
He's settled in now.
I wouldn't change it for anything. I'm super glad that it's what I did and that I stuck with it.
The mining program and Pathway have the same goal, according to Mike Bell. Bell recently retired from his position as director of the UAS Center for Mine Training, but he's filling in while UAS searches for his replacement. He says that both programs provide employment in Alaska for Alaskans.
A large number of people working in the mining industry come from out of state, and we have a lot of people within the state that are not employed. And so we wanted to reverse that trend a bit, or at least get more Alaskans to work in the mining industry.
The Pathway program's Intro to Mining class begins again in late January. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.